Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Phone Taker, the Phone Taker.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Foulmont, you already know what it is. You're tuned in to Bodega Fresh, Foulmont in the building, my girl Nadine, one love, let's go.
Yeah,
Bodega, Fresh.
Okay, yeah, call me the hitman, it's kinda hard, ain't it? With most fear, we becoming the game, we became it. So I painted a masterpiece of an industry painted. It's not a lithograph, so it's graphic framing. The hitman.
Bodega.
Say it again. The hitman.
Bodega. Fresh.
The hitman.
Bodega. Fresh.
Live through a meme, screaming at Jimmy Iovine, as corrupt as Don King. Boxed into the ghetto to be champions of bling. Industry's the arena, the internet is the ring. You train artists and queens to sling music to fiends. Then Def Jam, Supreme Team, the same thing, except more critical now. Digital cocaine, the goal to control every individual brain, like Cadillacs for contracts in the 60s. Now it's rap for you 60 for contract 360. The trick, switch the degrees with the 360s. Artists are left with zero, you know who receives the riches. Which is the reason why there's only a few moguls. Globally, the pioneers are left in a chokehold. Enough to make the individual go postal. Watching these old folks get fucked for their vocals. The hitman, it's kinda hard, ain't it? With most fear, we becoming the game, we became it. So I painted a masterpiece of an industry painted. It's not a lithograph, so it's graphic framing. The hitman. The hitman. Fellatio for radio rotations. What's the ratio for radio play at your station? If you're not paying to play, the record is dead. Puts a whole new spin on Radiohead. They got 1,000 plays a week and we selling the same unit. Put their best rep up, they couldn't stand next to it. People wanna relate, they wanna connect to it. Here's a lyrical check, is this enough for you to flex to it? Huh? Or do you need more clues? Should I be more black? Would that change your view? Should I dye my hair blonde? Should my eyes be blue? Just a couple of questions I must sit up to you. But these 11 and a half shoes, you can't fill those. I make headlines like corduroy pillows. And probably get banned from television and marketing. Targeting music industry politics, provocative. The hitman, it's kinda hard, ain't it? With most fear, we becoming the game, we became it. So I painted a masterpiece of an industry painted. It's not a lithograph, so it's graphic framing. The hitman, say it again. The hitman. Kinda hard. Let's release sex tapes so we can become stars. New photographs of titties and asses. Increase our buzz, impress the masses. I thought she was supposed to be so passive. Now you just another ass in the air with an asterisk. Cell phone songs, you will never be classic. You sold your soul, they call that remastering. See, why does it have to be so drastic? Chemical skin peel makes the song more plastic. Follow the program, man, stick to the tactics. 12 to 18, you know the demographics. These kids want popcorn, they want slapstick. Probably the chorus goes take it basket. But I'm not willing to risk it, Matt. This might take a couple of licks for you to grasp it. The hit.
Bodega. Fresh.
Match well with Mike since the years had 19s on it. This venomous tennis tenant, yo, is who wanted. I'm pinning this rhythm straight, no pseudonym. UMCs, please, cool Kim and them. Y'all dudes are straight magistrated. It's all hood till your blood's found coagulating. When a mellow man, my hand on ace. Use a dirty mentirosa, get out my face. Pelt master furrier, trapping plenty foxes. She'll be in receiving how I work them boxes. I run my mouth and DMC. It's not my fault, love, I'm Master P. I got a shitlet full of shitlets. The songs are all on it. I'm underground king, pure microphone shit. High tech most deaf, with roots intense. So saying Jerobe hot makes common sense.
between. Smoke weed till I see low green. And my lady rage till I be too cold to gain. Without a little of y'all, that's up to say for my age. Pass a bird and platinum cage, happy and free to be me. Who got the props? I clops to see. With my cocoa bruv, we know for getting local love. To say the glass is half empty means you don't know a mug. We be outcast, Kennedys without class. And we out fast, went around sheep without ass. It's the native way, swimming through the jungle with soul. Achieve knowledge itself, now loving us is my goal. Yo.
Niggas with an attitude, they run the street. I'm boogie, and production is ill. I'm down, slaughtering. You gonna hope you recorded it, mastered it, greater than ace. When I bust my rhymes all in your face, two MC sounds like a gang of stars. I'm large pro, I'm most Arabia.
It's the mellow, D rockin' rebel. You peep the MO, PTI memo. It's one of metal, ghetto. And mashing the pedal in my KRS rumble. So we'll now see some settle. Deep the thought. Call me Heavy D. Bet you Stevie Wonder what a big fun life be. And me, I'm showbiz with AG. Party groove, brand new being beat nuts. Nice and smooth.
We in here.
Back to school.
We been here.
Back to school.
Hey.
It's our time to shine right now.
Yo, my squad stays on point like that, 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 that. Yo, what's up? This is Paris Smith from EPMD, and you're now tuned into Bodega Fresh with my homegirl Nadine, all right? So make sure y'all stay tuned in. Headbanger style, 2013, boy, Swayze.
Hey, yo, let's take it to the Bronx.
Bodega Fresh.
What up, Mucho?
Bodega Fresh.
We do it again, baby.
Bodega Fresh.
Sean, what up? Psycho, last I see you, niggas.
He done.
Yeah. He coke, we trust. Damn right, got Tony Tuss. The world is mine. Getting a Milwaukee bus. No Jennings, no guards, we all sinning. Running Minaj, preferably with DR women. In the coupe getting chopped, yeah, we all skimming. Best that ever done it, talking Leon Simmons. Want the beat to see before it gets too real. Nah, nigga, this is Palestine, Israel. Got tweakers that don't sit still. Let them go, watch your niggas get they shit peeled. Going green, I ain't sucking no windmills. Rock steady, got organic e-pills. Got pounds of the fifth steel. Hot woozy, yeah, that's how the fifth feel. G6, yeah, I blew that bitch. No injuries, had to all blew that wrist. Crack!
50 MCs with my man Tony Tuss. Got my little body with me, she pop herself with the clutch. 50 MCs with my man Tony Tuss. Got my little body with me, she pop herself with the clutch.
Sorry for the delay, you still my favorite DJ. I'm bumping Tony Tuss while I crush the wheel on the freeway. They never see me, I go from CA out to GA. I'm underground like the miners used to be in Chile. I resurrect in 3 days in them clubs with them DJs. Giving them that classic DVD-D-D-D-D-D. Honorary doctors, degrees, MAs and BAs. This is not your average MCs, rappers I delay. Pull a spawn out when they pull a rhyme out with no delay. Knowledge reigns supreme, it's that cultural lyric that he say. Legendary performer, promoters always prepay. I'm rocking cops, thugs, gangsters, the judge, and the DA. We stay connected to the calling like a three-way. Preserve hip-hop, do not put your soul up on eBay. So we say, knowledge reigns supreme is the best way. KRS or Kai at an essay.
50 MCs with my man Tony Tuss. Got my little body with me, she pop herself in the clutch. Hey, baby, your hips are still big. See my ride or die, nigga, you know she down with the gig. That's why I got no problems with the nails and the wig. On church on Sunday, only thing on Monday. Will I wipe her with the ring? Yeah, my nigga, one day. I'm the all-star for Ava. You know that I am. We can keep it legal, go to the credit card scam. That's why I love her, hey, cause she let the guard ram. Simmer with the mini cam, nah, not me. Like KRS-One, say the pussy, nah, freeze.
Yeah, what's up? It's your boy Akil Dasan, and you're listening to Bodega.
It go 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, Dre the illest in the city, 4 Mississippi, Biggity 5 Mississippi, Biggity back up in this bitch, I know they live niggas with me, hit me, me now hurry, me now worry, bring heat like curry, MCs just scurry, hit you with the flurry, hit you with the fist of fury, and I'm gifted and I get lifted like Keith Murray, married to the game, call it holy matrimony, go out in the blaze, raise the hell just like Tony, all about my cheese and I ain't talking macaroni, and I'm all about my bread, I could keep all that baloney, yeah. Wicked when I kick it, when I spit it, that's a must. Back on my BS, so yes, just like boss a bus. Before ashes to ashes and before it's dust to dust, I'ma make them a believer, yeah, believe me, you can trust. Legendary. I've been around a while, my rickety rap style is very. I got more flavors than they do with Ben and Jerry's. And I'm bringing home the bacon, making me a pretty penny. I'm super duper good with mine, sometimes it's fucking scary. I savage, I embarrass, damage any adversary. You'll end up underwood and I ain't talking about carry. So you better bring a shovel, cause you're gonna get buried. In a weird cemetery, the more the merrier. I hope you hear me, yeah, because I'm very far from ordinary, more like extraordinary. On my salt and pepper shit, that mean it's very necessary. Whoa, Nelly, I'm so ready, I'm so steady, drop so heavy, about to flood the hood like a Biggity broke the levee. Know what Biggity won't stop till I'm on top like a cherry. It's a jet. Dre be the one, man, I promise won't forget. I run the whole race, Biggity won't break a sweat. When I walk in the ring, Biggity won't get wet. Now I might be out in Philly, just puffin' on the Philly. Y'all can call me Big Willie, yo, the kid just like Billy. Or I might be out in Chile, with a chick that look like Chile. Man, she hotter than a chili, she's a coach, she make it chilly. I'm peace generation, this a dedication. I brief demonstration, a deep meditation. Started in the ghetto, work my way up out the slums. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, here I come.
Y'all, this is Jill Scott. You're listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl Nadine.
Bodega Fresh. Bodega Fresh.
For the last year, there's been a lot of music coming out. The shit's been weak, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas try to take hip hop and make that shit R&B, rapping bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Or make that shit funk. Fuck that. This is MC in my head.
And like the womb, we bring it to you in the purest form. We reside far away from the norm. Spawn from the big catch, the big bang, big breaks. Fetch pads and pens, even with the pencil. Rap labels study us, flooded us with stencils. That's Tinseltown. Murder your display, and we stay flying even with the terrorists trying. This to that town. Monitor the pat down. Searching for controlled substance with sustenance. We administer the drug ever since day glow covers rope pots, green balloons. The black shirt sand stakes, elevated noon. AOI grind, you hear it, understand, we steer it. Some choose to veer it off the course. The main source missing, you pay no dues, you earn no pension. Learn the rules, you can either be the pimp or the pimped out too. Whack niggas do not forget.
Stop running up on niggas with all that whack shit.
What up, man?
Talking about you, MC.
You ain't no MC.
Like me, I fake works of art. While I label word about artwork on top of the chart perks, you need to insert a lot more that original gear that you can't manage. Just cause the damage, so just go. Get away from here. You're fucking the game up. Too low to aim up, so just go. Get away from
and
here.
And some will believe that they're leaders. Young fella, you a true leader. Simply waterway, drowning out the sauce. This lesson is aligned with an undergrad course. So sharpen your paper, mate. My number two's to make the beacon shine. And the fine line in the detail, the garment is retail, but I don't buy rap or excuses. The code used to be an unspoken device, but since that's gone, you see what rap produces.
You know what I'm saying?
The one-on-one, two-on-twos assembled in the center of squares like statues. Understand, I just do this, I don't have to.
You know what I'm saying? This is hip hop I had. You know what I'm saying? This is lyrics.
But you wouldn't know that feeling if it slapped you. Like new credit, the blood works indebted. Microphone donor, 2 pints to get right. I got my cardio up, my nigga. Don't give a damn about a party, I do it for the body. Up chuck the mandibles, the scramble is back. Since the 2-inch tape, how ample is that? Like furry dice hanging off the mirror, your position is concerning my vision. These objects seem to be closer than they appear, and they could never catch us, their directions don't match up. Just go, get away from here. You're jamming the lane up, messing the game up. Just go, get away from here.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Torre Lop from Brooklyn, New York. You know, anytime you see me in the streets, I'm holding it down. I stay fresh to death. And right now, you're checking out that Bodega Fresh with my girl, the lovely Nadine. What up, girl? I see you. Get to it, one.
Yeah. You stepped in the pit of the flame. You lost on Beat Street. I'm a dope spit on your name. Hear the roar when they mention the name. It's like Mike when he score it like 2 seconds left in the game. Small change, don't step in my lane. I rock too hard body. I click bang, give him the pain. Nah, man, can't get with them games. Your boy roll with it. So how you gonna get him to change? You a lame putting shit in the game. Piranha wanna see me in the state greens and prison of chain. But I'm smooth like the groove to the listen to brain. And you only understand it if you're in my pain. Icy white fitters and frames, hustle in my blood. Bet my seeds gon' get it the same. Yes, indeed, I'm testing the rain. So ahead of the game, all aboard, y'all get on the train.
Banana clip, macaholic. I slap your cap and join. Going to freeze, I gotta keep the sit top of solid. Niggas is orbit, running up on a dice game, call it. Preacher suit on, holding a raw fifth. Put that call in, it's going to war, stall them. Plastic bags laying in the floor with yo. It's just dog day, reservoir out in Utah, yo. Where my dope and marijuana got bought in. Grill night to boredom. We pay to have a roast. Assassins is strapped. This the only way to yay gross. More leverage, more sevens riding around with legends paying judges off. We be up in New York repping.
Raise it on up. Bobby, Joe, Gia, Hein. Yo, River Mac, movie magical, be on tap. Rumor has it, words put ideas on track. Footprints, I walk on earth and appear on map. Five or least 2.5 mil a year on cap. Who wear on my cap, dime piece on the lap. 300 push-ups a day, put the trees on your back. Be the captain and lieutenant, black man, who invented chopping samples up to make the beat that's ascended to every genre of music, the whole sphere of music. I produce the rain, engineer
yo,
the music.
My ear candy, been dope, my pen stroke like Zorro. Hit the heavy bag like Foreman in the Congo. Mini transmitter, night vision in the stronghold. Rock long rope, smell snakes with a strong nose. Every time the horn blow, the woo signals back on. Transform, pack form, a whole nother platform. We coming back from the smash the spot, kid. I'm on your team too, pass me the rock to the casket drop. I'ma flip your wig, rip clothes. Honey didn't know my dick this big. You get kicked in the ribs with 2 chrome gates. Daily venom, I send them back to Stone Age.
What's up, it's DJ Jim representing all the way live from the west side.
You're listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl Nadine. Peace out.
Yeah, what's good? What's good out there, Psycho Les? Right now, you're listening to Bodega Fresh with my homegirl Nadine. Let's do it.
Bodega, Bodega Fresh. Fresh.
Yo, what you want from me? We ain't trade no vows before we was in the mess. I was only been down your block since you was in the west. Don't go thinking now I'm these vows because I'm a gentleman. All I gave you was a smile, not a challenge to legitimate. I'm not even saying I hang with that significant. But I ain't signing any dots in the form of certificates. We ain't even kicking before a couple incidents. I was trying to tell if y'all was the emphasis. Yo, what you want from me? Who was saying this nation's indivisible? I don't care what they say, they pay cats are miserable. Chillin' while I'm chillin' in jail to take a visit to. They was put there by cops who can't pass the physical. Ain't no begging bar and barging in your living room. Run up on your fan while your baby's drinking infamil. Any day around the way, these things are typical. Everything we say is in vain, the days are biblical.
Underground superstar, and I'm rocking with my girl Nadine, Bodega Fresh Radio. Y'all know what it is.
What's up? This is Boyz Brown, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh Radio with my homegirl Nadine. Peace.
What's up, man? This is Puma from VH1's Black Ink Crew, and you're listening to Bodega Fresh with Nadine. Check it out.
Curtis Sherrod, and I'm the executive director of the Hip Hop Culture Center, giving a big shout out to Bodega Fresh and my girl, Nadine.
Yeah, I know, check my. I know, check my. Yes, sir. Yeah, I know, check my. We're gonna do it like this. Yo, hey, hey, yo, the Superman lover girl, that's my handle. That's why my hand on the handle of the Lambo, the manhole. Say the Super Cambo, I got girls on Rambo and Orlando with high heel sandals, getting they freak on. Four girls, 8 feet deep in the Nissan. One black, two vanilla, one is pecan, the bomb. So I catch them all like Keyshawn. The beat's on, so I throw on the headphones. With the mic, keep a close eye on the red bone. I beat it up till they throw on the
world. You pay tolls, I fly over the tri-world. Hustler, Cadillac on my grill. Getting it, this J-Lo is a fly girl.
Every day a nigga pimpin', you know I'm looking fly. Looking fly.
Let's go.
I whip around in the caddy, you know I'm looking fly. I'm looking fly. I'm international, worldwide, baby. You know I'm fly. You know I'm fly.
Okay.
I'm the S-L-Y till I die. You know I'm fly.
Than me. Look, Superman couldn't get flyer than me. I'm about to get it started up like a power to V. I'm so fly when I was young, they kept me tied to a tree. See, I'm all that handsome, cool and handsome. Ladies on my game run smooth as a phantom. That's why they can't stand them, still they chance them. Cause if they really worth it, they know I'ma romance them. But if they not, I'ma one night stand them. As soon as I done, I tell her, get my man some. You know, super fly, I'm his grandson. Pimp game vicious with the strength of Samson. Where I'm going, you can't come. It's too far. A place where niggas so fly, they don't use car. Catch me up at the juice bar, chilling with two bras. I'm wearing Amsterdam like I'm Howard and Kumar.
And when you see a nigga pimping, you know I'm looking fly. Looking fly.
Whoa,
I whip around in a caddy, you know I'm looking fly. I'm looking fly.
Around,
I'm international, worldwide, baby. You know I'm fly.
Girl, you know I'm fly, look in my eyes and you know I'm hot. She still love me even though I lie. And I'm a little too fly to stay grounded even though I try. All these haters won't quit my wings. Go diggers won't get my cream. My money dirty, how I get so clean. And I'm a diner when I did my thing. I tell the concierge to get my things. Big meth, always VIP. Stay fresh till I D-I-E. I be rolling it up, see when I fuck you with B-I-G. Your money young, got a C-I-D. Why they? I can fly for free. They ain't no iron weak. It ain't no limit but the sky. For me, lie to yourself, you ain't lying to me. Cause there's a difference between what you are and what you're trying to be.
And when you see a nigga pimpin', you know I'm looking fly. Looking fly. I whip around in a caddy, you know I'm looking fly. I'm looking fly. I'm international, worldwide, baby. You know I'm fly. You know I'm fly. I'm S-L-Y till I die. You know I'm fly.
Bodega Fresh.
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. It's your girl Nadine, third Sunday of the month. My special guest today that I've been talking about, the top of the hour, is none other than Curtis Sherrod, Executive Director of the Hip Hop Culture Center in Harlem. Welcome to the show, Curtis.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be here.
Definitely, definitely. You are the Executive Director of the Hip Hop Culture Center in Harlem. Let's talk a little bit about that. And what I really want to know first is, how did the Hip Hop Culture Center come about?
That's a good question. We came about initially as a traveling exhibit, whereas we would do events in different parts of the country. I was working with another organization called the Global Artists Coalition, and we were doing these pop-up museums and these pop-up hip-hop exhibits and things of that nature. And then it dawned on me, like, hey, we're doing all these pop-up things, and we're not doing anything where hip-hop started, which is in New York City. So that was one element. And then VH1 has this show called Hip Hop Honors, and it was a weird year because they threatened to take the show to L.A. unless something special was done for them. And somehow Bloomberg made this particular date in October Hip Hop Week. And for this Hip Hop Week, they wanted to have like a museum. So we had all these meetings with Viacom about putting together this hip hop museum for a week. And so we found the space and we did our thing, put it together, and something really funny happened. We stopped hearing from Viacom.
Oh, wow.
We did all this work. And so we was like, you know what? Skip them. Let's just do what we do. And we just did it dolo. And we ended up having a 5-year run. And it was great.
as far as having a permanent site on 125th Street.
Right, which was, there were two places, right? It wasn't just the Magic Johnson Theater.
Well, we travel. I mean, we
right.
executed all over the country. But as far as the longest permanent place that we operated from, that was at the Magic Johnson Theater, 125th Street on the second floor.
Yeah. So,
yeah, we had 10,000 square feet, and we threw some bangers, and it was a good look.
And it's an excellent look, you know. The Hip Hop Culture Center, you guys, it embodies what hip hop is all about. It's not just, you know, oh, it's this center and it's about culture. It really embodies everything from graffiti to dance, photography, MCing, of course, and the difference between rap and hip hop. Let's talk a little bit about that. You definitely have opinion about that. What is the difference between rap and hip hop?
It's funny because it's all of the way how hip-hop came into my life. I mean, one of the anchoring exhibits at the center is I own the world's largest hip-hop flyer collection. And so, as
really?
A kid, yeah, I own the world's largest hip-hop flyer collection. And what occurred, I lent my collection to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And when I got it back from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that was another item to motivate me to do something with these flyers I had. They've traveled the world, and I was like, you know what? Let's feature them inside of this venue. And so, for me, I've been involved with hip-hop since, you know, since the 70s. I mean, I had my first record in 1979.
Yeah, we're going to touch on that. You know, I'm not going to let you escape.
Kool Herc lived in my neighborhood, so for me, I have a distinct feeling of what hip-hop is in a nutshell. To me, hip-hop, if it's done in a way that is positive for your people, for your community, for your family, for your block, it's hip-hop. If it's done just to make money for yourself, it's rap. And so that's how I distinguish two cultures. One, if you're just trying to make paper, any means necessary, just for yourself, you know, that's rap. If you're trying to do something to improve the condition of your people, your neighborhood, your community, that's hip-hop.
Wow, that's a great definition. I've never heard anyone really put it that way, but I would definitely have to agree with that synopsis of what hip-hop is. And the thing about the Hip Hop Culture Center, it embodies just that. It's of course, like you said, it was an exhibit, a pop-up, basically an exhibition of what hip-hop was, but it also was involved in the community of Harlem. You raised funds for, you had an anti-gun walk, you know, we have the rap-a-thon, you
right.
know, the anti-gun walk, which is amazing. Now, was the anti-gun walk created because of Harlem's Mother Saves, or was that, it just came into play? How did that begin?
Oh, wow. What occurred, there's this organization, nonprofit called SUR, ran by Neil Clark, and he was like, hey, Kurt, we want to do an anti-gun rally, and, you know, can you work this with us? And I was like, sure, no problem. So as we was putting it together, we put some literature and some information out. And when we put the information out, these parents showed up. And when these parents showed up, they wasn't really feeling hip-hop. But a lot of them felt that hip-hop killed their children. You know, and so to my surprise, it wasn't just one parent, it wasn't two, it wasn't three, it wasn't four. I mean, like 10 to 15 parents showed up to this meeting. And I was like, wow. And some of the parents lost more than one child to gun violence. The person who heads up Harlem Mother Saves, Jackie Roe Adams, lost two children to gun violence. And so at that point, we just established a relationship with them. And one of the first projects we did was we got our MC to interview the parents. And when they interviewed the parents, they tried to find out what their child was like, what they were into, what were their hobbies. And then we made songs about the parents, about the slain youth, and made a mixtape. And so we went from not knowing each other to becoming people. Because if you take the time to interview a parent to find out what their child was about, it's really therapeutic. It's
really, it's an intense situation emotionally for the rappers as well as the parents. And then the MCs wrote amazing songs to really perpetuate the child's life through music,
right,
which to me is just something that only hip-hop can do in dealing in these urban environments. And it ended up being the Stop the Gun Violence mixtape, and we did the anti-gun walk to support it. And that's how we established our relationship with the parents who lost children to gun violence in Harlem about, this must have been like 5 years ago we started working.
Right.
With
wow.
Yep. And of
now,
course,
how long
has
the
Rapathon.
Huh? How long has the Hip Hop Culture Center been in effect?
Wow, we've been doing our thing for about 8 years now.
That's amazing.
So we've been doing it for 8 years. We've seen over 100,000 youth. We've thrown over 500 events. And what I'm most proud about is we've never had a fight, never had a shootout. We never had an incident. A lot of politicians or business people or organizations didn't want us on 125th. And I don't see why not, because like I said, we never had an incident. We were so under the radar. You know, some folks didn't even know we were there. We were putting them
Wow.
Great staff, too. We had an amazing staff of people. And everyone who pretty much worked on the staff was a hip-hop artist.
I was lucky to go to the Rapathon number 6, was it, this past
Rapathon,
summer, this past year?
Rapathon, yes. Yes, Rapathon 6.
Mm-hmm. And basically Rapathon... Rapathon, you guys, which is held by the Hip Hop Culture Center, is just what it is. It's a rapathon. And how many hours did you go this year?
This year it was light work. We did light work, a little 11-hour, 12-hour thing. You know, a little light
work. Wow, yeah.
The longest
light
we've done was 28.
Right. And which one was that one?
28 hours. That was Rapathon 5. Because the first rapathon
before.
Was 24 hours. Then the second we did 25, then the third we did 26, then we did 27, then we did 28. We went on a hiatus for a while, and then we just brought it back this year as a fundraiser for Harlem Mother's Day, and all the proceeds that we raised went to Harlem Mother's Day, who was trying to move to a new office. So that was just a great event.
And it was amazing. I mean, and he's not lying, you guys. You go in there, and it's... It was basically, you know, you go in, there's food, there was some food provided, and people are strolling in, and MCs that I'm assuming have signed up. I'm thinking you guys kind of did a practice run about how it's going to go, because I just saw MCs lining up, and then you in the front as the controller of everything, you know, and, you know, like, all right, you go next, or you go next. And when you felt like, oh, the rhyming was getting a little monotonous, or, oh, somebody else needs to, you know, get up there and start rhyming, I see you jump up there and be like, okay, you go. Now you. No, you go next, you know. So,
yeah.
And everybody was on point, and everybody was hitting that mic without a problem nonstop, and it was amazing to see. I only stayed for like an hour and a half, maybe two, but it was continuous.
We don't stop.
Do you have, a call-out for MCs when you know, start to plan the rapathon?
Yeah.
And how does it work?
We have auditions, rehearsals, practices. We have to almost audition, like, 500 rappers to get, like, 100 MCs that have the skill set. And basically, at rehearsal, you just have to demonstrate that you can rhyme for 90 seconds straight without cursing. And you'd be surprised how many people can't rhyme for 90 seconds without cursing. Some can't even rhyme for 90 seconds, and some can't do it without cursing. And so there lies the challenge of finding people with this unique skill set.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
And I
just
think collectively,
an incredible event.
I'm so glad that you was able to make it. And collectively, I really feel we have the best group in tandem of MCs on the planet. I would dare put my 100 guys against anybody on the planet, because, you know, that's what we've been doing, and it's a special skill set we developed, and, you know, we look forward to putting it down how we do.
Now, I also know that you use the center for educational purposes. What are some of the programs that have come out of the center?
Well, we pioneer a programming format called Edutainment, where we can take any subject matter from diet and nutrition, economic literacy, political awareness, civil rights, and regurgitate it in a way to make it digestible for young people to understand. And we really do well with that program. We've been to countless schools and organizations doing this technique, or sometimes a school will even give us their lesson plan, and we'll take that lesson plan and reinterpret it in a hip-hop-centric way to make it more, I guess, learnable for the young people, and it works out great.
Do you ever get like a young MC or just, you know, one of the youth that like swears he knows everything about hip hop, and do you get any opposition from them, or have you ever dealt with that?
I think for the most part, initially you get a bunch of young guys who think they're too cool for school, or, you know, they just do whatever, whatever. But then once the program starts and they say, yo, this is one of the dopest experiences I've ever encountered in my life, you know, I mean, it's to the point where the teachers are partying with their students, and it's all in a safe environment. And so it works out well. It takes us within the first 2 minutes, we melt away all the apprehension, and then we go into let's get it in mode. And we do this because everyone on my staff is an experienced hip hopper.
Wow, that's
amazing. There's no faking the funk, you know.
Now, how do you get money to fund the center, and do you have a lot of fundraisers, or where does the funding come from?
We're rare to do fundraisers. For the most part, we get funding from if a school wants to use us, or an organization or a corporation or a company. We charge a fee, they pay the fee, we do our thing. And typically that's how it works. Like, we just finished this huge event at Rutgers University dealing with the foster system of folks in New Jersey. And basically, we put together our program, our curriculum, they pay us our fee. We do our program, that's what it is. Or we have a relationship like with Riverdale Country School, whereas we will just take over their whole seventh grade for a whole day and provide programming for them for that whole day, for the whole seventh grade. And then at the end of the day, you know, they pay us for what we do. And so typically, for the most part, that's how we operate.
That is just amazing. Now, how many people do you have on your staff, or is this a lot of volunteers that come in and out, or do you have a set group of people that you rely on?
Yeah, I have a core unit of about 20 guys I go with, and I've been rocking with them for about 5 years. It's about 5 years of experience of working together, so you could put us in any situation, and we know how to, you know, get the job done.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds really good. Now, let's talk about you for just a minute here. Now, I hear that you grew up in the same neighborhood as one of the founders of hip-hop, and I'm assuming that's what really led you to be an MC. You guys, Curtis Sherrod, also had an album out and everything, and is a thorough MC. What led you to be an MC? I mean, was it hip-hop in the park, and you were going to these amazing events in the Bronx? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Let me see. When I was, like, in the sixth grade, I used to live between Fordham Road and Tremont Avenue. And that's when you had, like, these amazing block parties, and you had Disco King Mario. You know, the gang culture was coming to an end. Zulu Nation was doing their thing, and you know, the music world was shifting all off of this block party culture that had existed previously. And then I left that neighborhood and moved uptown to the Northeast Bronx, and I lived right, like, not too far from this guy named DJ Breakout, you know, and Brothers Disco. And they had this amazing group of MCs called the Funky Four, Funky Four Plus One. As a matter of fact, Funky Four had the best female MC ever, which was MC Sha, and the first dope female MC, Sha-Rock, you know. And the Funky Four was actually the first hip-hop group to be on television. They was on Saturday Night Live. So imagine being a young dude, you're in your crib, and you're like, oh, these are the dudes from my neighborhood. They're on TV. This is early. You know what I'm saying? This is early. Breakout had a brother named Jeffrey. Me and Jeff was friends, you know, and so I got to get to see rehearsals and see them practice. And then I had an older brother, and my older brother got down with this crew called Touch of Class. And my mother would say, hey, you can go to the party, but you got to bring your little brother with you, which is the best thing on the planet that could ever happen to me. And
right.
So before you know it, I was always good with the words. And I started putting my little yes, yes, y'all, to beat y'all together. And that's how that went, you know. And, you know, it wasn't everyone broke dance a little, but wasn't the best breaker. You know, had some artistic talent, but wasn't the best graffiti artist. You
right.
know, didn't own equipment, so couldn't do the DJ thing. And so rapping is the most cost-effective way to get involved in hip-hop on the planet, because all you need is a pen and a piece of paper and your creativity. So it was
right.
a go for me.
Wow, wow. Now, let's talk about how you feel about where hip-hop is now. Like, what is your views on it?
Every now and then, I get the feeling that, wow, this is still one of the greatest things that the Bronx ever gave birth to, you know, along with Haagen-Dazs ice cream and all the other things that the Bronx did. And every now and then, I'm like, wow, this is going in such a crazy direction. In particular, when, you know, rap takes over hip hop. And so I have mixed feelings, you know, I have mixed feelings.
Right. How do you feel? You know, I have to touch on the, everyone's talking about Trayvon Martin and the verdict and everything like that, and which I'm not surprised by the verdict, especially the circumstances leading up to the verdict, the whole trial itself. I watched it. Do you feel that hip hop is even involved in what's going on? Like, do you feel like
it's I feel that we're at a disadvantage, and I'm gonna tell
right.
you why we're at a disadvantage. When the verdict was given, I was home, and I start turning the channels, and so BET stands for Black Entertainment Television, right?
Mm-hmm.
They did not stop their programming to cover the verdict. Then I went to TV1, which is another supposed African-American oriented station.
Right.
They did not take a break in the coverage. I went to CNN and I went to some other network. They took a break in their coverage. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. In 2013, as a people, we don't have a multimedia 24/7 news scenario that can inform
right.
us. But then the next day was Sunday, right? And so
mm-hmm.
back in the, and I knew we were going backwards, because back in the days on Sunday on Channel 7, his brother named Gil Noble would have been on had he
yes,
been
indeed.
Alive.
That's
I put
right.
everything I own. If Gil Noble still had Like It Is, we'd have had coverage of the Trayvon Martin case. We'd have been talking about it. But instead,
mm-hmm.
there's a new show on called Here and Now.
Yes.
With Sandra Bookman, and they were talking about a pre-recorded show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you mean we can't stop the presses and talk about what's going on with a very significant case? Then the next
mm-hmm.
show came on, which is another supposed black show, and it was another pre-recorded show. And I was like, wow, we went backwards. 10 years ago, we might have had Tony Brown covering it. We might have
yep.
had Gil Noble covering it. We might have had, I mean, there were options. We had options. I don't think people realize that we have all these famous hip hoppers. No, I'm not going to call them hip. Famous rap commodified folks
mm-hmm.
who are into Twitter and Instagram and a bunch of other nonsensical things that's not doing anything for us collectively as a people. And then here we are in 2013, and we have something that's the modern day Emmett Till case, and we don't have the
yeah.
power to broadcast it. So
I know. It's
I hope
crazy.
That explains how I feel about.
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely does. I was saying to someone, because last night on Six Man Radio, we featured Pharoah Monch. He released a single called Stand Your Ground that he created actually like 6 months ago. And it was for this new album that he's working on. But once he heard the verdict, he was like, I just have to release it. I just have to, like, get it out there and, you know, and speak on how I feel about, you know, this verdict and how I feel like, you know, basically as a people, we are just simply going backwards and letting America take us back to, you know, that, you know, that sundown rule, you know, the Jim Crow era. And it's really sad, like you said, like no one said anything. And back in those days, all the artists, the African-American artists that were celebrities, so-called celebrities, also suffered from being African-American. Like, you couldn't go through that front door. You still had to go through the back door. Whether you were winning Oscars or being nominated for your music, you still couldn't drink from that fountain. You better not be caught after dark in certain towns. So, of course, they felt like they needed to be involved because it was affecting them. But now it's not affecting them, and they don't want to rock the boat, or they don't want the white man or the other races to stop supporting them, you know, so they don't say anything. And I was just saying how powerful it would be, just like when Katrina happened and Kanye West out of nowhere was like, George Bush hates black people, you know, like how that was so powerful and so big. And that's how all our artists need to be when they hear these kind of outrages, and you join together and you just say something. Now they're saying nothing. So the movement is just not a movement at all, you know.
People don't feel
desperate like they did back then. And I feel like it's affected everything, you know, like they gave us a little bit. Here you go. You can drink from this fountain now, okay? You happy now? All right, there you go. You know? Oh, my God, we've arrived. We
bamboozled. Hoodwinked.
Bamboozled, exactly. Yeah. You're hoodwinked. Because we're not.
It's our fault, you know.
Yeah.
If this was 200 years ago, you know, but it's
right.
Our fault. I mean, I, for example, I called one of the first MCs, one of the primary MCs to me was Gil Scott-Heron.
Mm-hmm.
And just look at the things he was talking about. You know, look at the things he was talking about. You know, the revolution would not be televised. I mean, if you really review some of that stuff, you know, light years ahead of his time, and if he was alive today, he'd be sick. Martin Luther King be sick. Malcolm X be sick.
Yeah.
You know? They'd be sick. They'd be like,
we
have this technology that we didn't have. We had, you know, we were marching. We're still marching. Are we really
still
marching? You know what I'm saying?
This is crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, people have just become very lax, and no one stepping up to say anything, you know? No one at all. No one with alleged power is stepping up to say, okay, I've had enough of this.
But we got 6 minute radio and Bodega Fresh to hold us down, and the girl
exactly.
named Dean. So we do have beacons of light. There is always hope.
That's right. And we have the fabulous Curtis Sherrod, you guys.
Yeah.
I definitely admire all the things that you're doing, and, you know, you're a great brother. I'm so glad I met you. I'm so glad I could, you know, call upon you to talk about what's going on in hip-hop, and, you know, I definitely want to commend you, and I support everything that you do for the community. You're an awesome community man, you know. You should run for council or something. Nah, don't
well,
do that.
I will say
another
this,
line
though.
Of bullshit.
Yeah, true that. And I will say the best is yet to come. I truly believe the best is yet to come. You know, I think that everything happens for a reason, and I think that we just have to galvanize all these things that have occurred and operate in a manner of positivity, productivity, to take the culture, our people, to the next level.
Definitely. Let them know the website for the Hip Hop Culture Center, and do you have anything coming up that you guys would like to promote?
Sure. H2C2Harlem.com. That's H2C2Harlem.com. Old school, 212-234-7171. That's the office number, 212-234-7171. We have two amazing projects coming up. One project that's going to break within the next month is this thing we put together called the Cigar Boys, whereas we got a bunch of African-American men who are over 30, who are doing well, who are no longer into the frivolous activities of doing mature things or raising their families or taking care of business, you know. And we also like to smoke a nice cigar every now and then. And so we form a fellowship organization called the Cigar Boys. And what makes it so unique, everyone in the organization can spit. And so
Wow. Be
on the lookout for some Cigar Boy products coming out, as far as the EP, the LP, and then the documentary. So that's what's coming up.
Excellent. And then you said you had two things. What's the second thing?
We're doing a pro series of the Rap-A-Thon. And so the regular Rap-A-Thon is something where we try to be inclusive and bring as many MCs together as possible, whereas the pro Rap-A-Thon is going to be a situation where we're going to take the creme de la creme, the very, very best talent that you can distill from a Rap-A-Thon and put it in maybe a two-hour concentrated heat rock show.
What? I can't wait for that. I will be front and center for that. So you guys, I want to thank Curtis Sherrod, Executive Director of the Hip Hop Culture Center in Harlem, for coming to Bodega Fresh. Curtis, whenever you need to come back to the show, you want to speak on something, you just let me know. You are a friend to the room, my friend.
Hey,
definitely
thanks for having
support
me. I truly appreciate you.
Definitely. You guys, it's your girl Nadine, Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio. We'll be right back.
Peace, man. It's your boy Powerful from Godzilla.
This is Asimi Turtle Mind. Peace, peace. This is God of Law Truth, man. One third of the mighty Godzilla. You now rocking with
Bodega Fresh on Six Man Radio.
Yeah, with our homegirl named Dame Michelle. Peace.
Peace.
Watch how divine rhyme. Tired of the lies, they turn, should be hog tied. It ain't where you from, it's where you at. We everywhere. From East New York to LAX, the guards never scared. It's hard work to keep the show on the road. They do whatever for the cheddar, they be selling they soul. They can't move, we keep a foot on they neck. Checkmate, tilt your ting like you finished with chess. They talented champion, running high when it's time to dance. It's a suicide mission, they don't stand a chance. Strong as the sun, if you still take a glance. Might go blind, we outshine the average man. Do this for the culture, they can't understand. We move the crowd mind, they attract the dumbest fans.
We gon' pay the punishers, the PRs that's running up. Acting like we ran in a spot, they wasn't real enough. Back to that Timberland rap, so tie your hoodies up. Who better to have than be with us? What up, bro? We gon' pay the punishers, the PRs that's running up. Acting like we ran in a spot, they wasn't real enough. Back to that Timberland rap, so tie your hoodies up. Who better to have than be with us? What up, bro?
Just watch how we leave them. You have nothing here, don't know where you got your lead from. March to the king's drum, ruler like Shaka. My warriors don't even speak the language of your partners. Drop them if they try to stop us from getting knowledge. You can keep yours, we focus on getting ours. Cowards like snipers and towers trying to surround us. Never ready faces in places that we get down in. Talking about money is power and buying sour. And put away the pain at least for a few hours. They never allow it if money ain't being showered. Seen about and bout and get decimated to flowers. Cook like taking powder and making it something solid. So we're protecting gear if you plan on standing around us. The ones that speaking loudest, they turn out to be the cowards. organizing power if you wonder what the sound is.
We gon' play the Punishers, the PRs that's running up, acting like we ran in a spot, they wasn't real enough. Back to that Timberland rap, so tie your hoodies up. Who better to have than pee with us? What up, bro? We gon' play the Punishers, the PRs that's running up, acting like we ran in a spot, they wasn't real enough. Back to that Timberland rap, so tie your hoodies up. Who better to have than pee with us? What up, bro?
Ahead of my time. Now I'm a late bloomer. My wife wear bikinis, burning dead hate bloomers. Hate fake rumors, I'm waving the eight shooter. Brain damage, the brain bandage, fake tumors. My gun do ya, I won to ya. They sing it to the store, Sun Dula, put one through ya. Shooters, cover down a dozen Duke. I got a dozen dimes, who's losing? You bruising, no rocket rover, but never regard smack a nigga. They figured he was beating my bomb sap. Ready for war, I'm lacing my Timbos. Step out, I get mistaken for Kimbo. Your crew bitch get mistaken for bimbos. Hard to fight back with thrown straight out the window. A rich bitch with the eight on my waist. I turn it with the money, throw the cake in your face.
We gon'
keep
play
the squares out your circle, we cutting corners. The D's got warrants on strength of informants. I'ma stick the pen and jewels in these notepads. Pray a rapper break bad. Step out of character, thinking he Nazareth. Own our Greek Zeus was outgrown. Two and living in a position to make it known. We flick ass and bypass protocol, we know it all. Here come the doors like it was 9-3. Partially disturbed by the nerves of these clowns who jot down. Fixing like they fit the description won't last around. Your album smell like a dead body in the summer sun. The rhyme roll another one, cause after this the tape is done. So turn your speakers to 10 and blast the blend. Guarantee the shit thump from the intro to end. Hold this until the album drop. We hip hop, baby. Shutter Island crazy. No ifs, ands, no maybe.
No maybes. Certainty. On purpose. This is Erykah Badu, and I've been the host of your CPR blend tape. Brought to you again by the Smoking Section. Core DJs and UAU music up and up all day. Spreading the frequency of love and joy all over the universe. In the Womiverse, round this Omniverse. Stay focused, stay you. Got no place, it's written all on your face. You a lame, chasing payment, amazing.
call it dope girl magic. Turn it up and let it knock, shit is classic. You rockin' with the baddest, it's dope girl magic. Yeah, yeah, it's dope girl magic. Everybody say it's dope girl magic. Grab this mic and rock a rhyme so savage. How I do it, I call it dope girl magic. Right, turn it up and let it knock, shit is classic. You rockin' with the baddest, it's dope girl magic. Yeah, yeah, it's dope girl magic. Everybody wants that dope girl magic. Yo, yo, it's dope girl magic. Hands up for this dope girl magic.
On your normal morning, okay, plenty of time. But today you gotta take into account your army of the 12 monkeys factor.
What?
12 monkeys, honey. Just you folks didn't turn on your radio this morning.
It's the army of the 12!
You got Hydra and Dominion?
Hydra!
On a record?
Dominion!
Army of the 12.
You know you're fucked up right
now. This is brought to you by The Play.
They don't want it!
Q and 5 Music, MCMI, and the number 12.
GMS, the most menacing. Sickness is a cure and music is a medicine. You are now rocking with the Williams sister tennis swing. Michael Jordan's hang time, B games we never bring. Slightly unsettling how cerebus is severing. Head from spine and time, all nerve endings are deadening. That's how we like to ravage. See the same fight the average cipher in the bill. What I spill will incite the savage. And they say music calms the beast, so call upon your demons, speak tongues to the deceased, and sacrifice your virgins on the dagger of a priest. Quarantine of this contagion can't contain what lies beneath, to say the least.
I am what the Mayan calendar reference. Your presence is the present, I'm gifting you to the essence. Lead deeper than all of you, that's Leviathan excellence. The plague bitch, you represent pestilence personified. MCMI is an entire empire. Prior higher powers ending is dire. Die via electrified barbed wire. Hogs tire on fire. Eyes are sadistic fuck. Hey bitch, listen up. Okay, obey what we say or decay. Your chapter ended. If I click clack and spray, won't be the way. Pack has been admitted. Ain't no way to mend it. You've descended to oblivion. One yourselves, we the 12. This is Hydra's dominion.
You free.
Antagonist, codename battleship, barbaric, barbaric, no man patterns, abominable snowman, cold ass 96 below, coldest when the ever sub chemo, no pressure, don't forbid if you ever gone here, it's the era of the dragon dog that's in your dear, y'all ready to walk, get cooked around here, spitting the soft damn rhymes you got in my head, round here, rhyme like we were raised by jackals, breaking shackles, made to battle, like we're on the 8-6 battle, fearing these gorillas. Would be, then it would be. Have you looking for a bullet to eat? Won't have a
yo, team. I'm bipolar. No, I'm straight schizo. Niggas in Paris know my shit crazy from the get go. Walking through my zip code, y'all niggas better tiptoe. My blood flows dip cold, and it flows through my left nose. I never had to flip code. Why? Nigga, I can serve 99.1% pure Heisenberg. Yeah, bitch. Get your shit broken bad. Watch your leg fold in half. Should've listened, told you tap. I ain't never holding back. I'm mind blowing. Turn your brain to a cul-de-sac. Keep your mind open. Keep your niggas off my path. Your mind open. You wanna make today your last? Come right on in.
Do me a favor, dog.
Okay. Tilt your head down, scrunch your face, close your eyes. Put both hands to your temples, dog, and hold the side. The forward wordplay is reckless. If I'm told to drive, you walk away with whiplash, that shit is no surprise. I make 12-year-old groupies out of much older guys. Bet otherwise, blow your hand like when the cold arrives. The punchline's deadly as catch, cause while I'm so alive, the crowd salute and horns blow like when a soldier dies. Mech is now, my father checking who's next to try. Niggas bugging, you must be chugging that pesticide. You call a victory lap? It's my daily exercise, and what you call a winner's circle's where I rest my eyes.
I'll devise the best of five for your demise and redefine just what it means to rhyme. Now it'll seem that me and my team are a little extreme at times.
You better believe it, bitch.
You finally realize you out of your league and crying. We'll never leave you dying. You praying for being defiant. You paying by meeting a giant.
Watch out!
rest at the forefront with the war drum, so we all come with the bum rush. Cowabunga!
The war cry, we all grind, we all crush to your death, sawdust under the tour bus.
Filling the chorus, we walkers, it's walkers, we walkers, Brooklyn, New York, guys.
Look at them.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Left Black, Uptown Collective. You already know the motto, spread love. It's the Uptown Way, and you're listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine. That's Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine. All right, y'all? One.
Yeah, your girl Nadine on Bodega Fresh, Six Man Radio, third Sunday of the month. I want to thank Curtis Sherrod for blessing the show today, Executive Director of the Hip Hop Culture Center. You guys got to check out what's going on with the center. They have rallies, anti-gun walks, they raise money for foundations. They have all types of educational programs for the youth. They're really, like, letting them know not just what hip-hop is and what it really means, but, you know, they kind of utilize hip-hop to educate the youth and, you know, use it as an example to apply to life. Yeah, hip-hop does that. You should know that if you're a hip-hop lover. Anyway, I want to thank y'all for listening to the show today. Finally, this heat has broken a little bit, I think. I went out there, it was pretty hot today. I don't know, you know. Have you guys been following some of the rallies that's going on? Beyonce and Jay-Z showed up to the rally for Trayvon Martin in New York City. Al Sharpton was leading that for the National Action Network. Yeah, they showed up. They didn't say anything, but, you know, they showed good faith. You gotta salute that. Salute J and B for showing up, because I don't know who else was showing up, but, you know, they were there. So you gotta be thankful for that. But they're supporting such a thing. The president definitely had something to say, and thank goodness, because he didn't come out and say nothing. We were definitely doomed. Not that he's the catalyst for what we should do in life, but I'm just saying, like, as a black man, you better address that situation, Mr. President. So, salute to Obama for that. Salute to you, Barack. So, you guys, lots of hip-hop going on. Let's see. We were at B.B. King's last night. It was a crazy hip-hop show with Dos Effect, Curtis Blow, Black Sheep, and then also a little new Evertan, which is Nate spelled backwards, you guys. That is Rez from Black Sheep and Jerobi from Tribe Called Quest. They have formed a group called Evertan. They did a little performance last night. Dope show. Shout out to DJ Strike. He was up at the top of the hour with his mix. He's always doing a special mix. Gotta salute DJ Strike. Always on tour. Always doing something. You guys follow him at DJ Strike. He also on Facebook and Instagram. All that good stuff. Support your DJs. Your local DJs. Let's see what's going on in the world, y'all. Outside of Trayvon Martin and everything that's going on with him, we got Ron Artest on the Knicks. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. He's a great basketball player, you know. He's back home, so we're going to see what happens here. You know, he feels like he's at the end of his career. He's giving it one more shot, you know, with the Knicks, and we're going to see how that goes. Wow, Brooklyn. Whoa, with the Brooklyn. Man, Kevin Garnett. Can't believe it. Got three powerhouses going on in Brooklyn. We're going to see how that goes down, you guys. Only could tell when the season starts, and you can only tell, like, when it gets, like, All-Star weekend. Really where all the teams are heading and who's going to be in that playoff season. So let's check out the Brooklyn Nets this year. They got a heavy squad. We're going to see how it gets down. Let's see. Hope you caught our show last night. We had Farrell Monch on. He has that new single called Stand Your Ground. That's out. Really dope, black soul, like rock soul type song. It's really dope. You guys have to check that out. And he had a lot to say about the verdict and everything. If you guys didn't catch that show, you can catch it on the archive. Mm-hmm. Catch that right on our archives on sixmanradio.com. And then support our show every Saturday. Six Man Radio is on the rise, you guys. We have a bevy of shows. Outside of Bodega Fresh, there's also Say Word Radio, which is Christian hip-hop. You guys have to support Christianity, your faith. There's all kinds of music in that genre. That's every other Sunday when I'm not on. Say Word is on. And then on Mondays, we got What Race with my girl Kobe. Really doing it big. Tuesdays, we got PD Radio with my girl Tam and Black District killing it. Wednesdays, we got Tell All Radio with my girl Princess Jazzy. Thursday night, we got Cobra with Woodshop. And we also got Grown Man Gaming, all about gaming. On Friday nights, one of the best shows, I feel, on the roster. We got MCMI Report with my man GMS. Killing it, killing it. GMS, I salute you, bruh. Hope everything went good with the wifey last week. Looking forward to doing a jam session. GMS also plays piano and jazz flute. It's a talented bunch here on Six Man Radio, you guys. That's all I have to say. And then your boy, Bad C, also an actor. Myself, I also sing jazz. I got a show coming up. Pub on August 10th. You guys got to support that. I'm rocking out with my girl, Atlanta Martin of the Vocal Workout School. Check that out. August 10th, 9 p.m. Come out and support. I think tickets are between $10 and $15, so going to be a lot of artists on the roster, not just myself, but I will be opening up the show with a couple of songs. So you guys got to come out, support your girl Nadine. Shout out Bodega Fresh. I play some indie music, play Little Dope Girl Magic by my girl Book Brown. Love that girl right there. She's an ill MC. And also Godzilla featuring Sean Price, Little Good Air Book, If I Do, Saviors and Punishers. That's a really dope single by that group Godzilla out of the DMV area. And before I let you guys go, you know, I'll be back that first Sunday of August. You guys got to tune in and see who my guest is going to be. It's going to be a surprise like it always is. Bodega Fresh is every first and third Sundays of the month, you guys, on Six Man Radio. And I'm going to play another great artist, my boy Focus, who is also a super producer. This song is called Clouds, featuring Jay Pinder and the rapper Big Pooh. Your girl Nadine is out. Tune in with me next Saturday with the Bad Seed, and I'll be back on Bodega Fresh first Sunday of August. Peace, y'all. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
I'm past gifted, it's sort of simple arithmetic. Put me in the room, let me conversate with the instrument and tell it my innermost fears, very intimate. Transcend time, space, light years into it, but old school to the core. In essence, I'm the only 4G Motorola time port. I'm a rarity, kind of like the McLaren, the Clarity. Seriously though, I am nothing close to a parody. If you're listening, then I know you're close to insanity. You'll dig it, I promise, just ask the woman that married me. I am fully focused, I'm seeing everything clearly. Treat the track like Kunta and Master whipping it merrily. Maniacal laugh, I follow the path steadily. Trying to be what you'll never be. So now you're asking me when, and then you're asking me how. And now I'm showing you truth, I'm telling you now. Posted up on the roof, reaching up to the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds.
Never stretch harder, oughta be automatic. Out of all the people here, it is me trying to grab it. And I see better with Hennessy. They tendencies hard to trust, but honestly love's the remedy for enemies. I can spend my energy, synergy to infinity. He is not from around here, so I pretend to be no goody blending, defending my acts and opinions. Asking these questions for knowledge that put racks in my denim. Fasten my fitting, more fascinating. Faster I get it, fashion and women dreams. I stretch them like a gymnast. I'm reaching for the clouds, they reaching for my style. They wondering how it ends. I can just tell you now, I just can't tell you who. When it comes to the trial, when it comes to the end, hope I end with a smile. I'm reaching for the clouds.
Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the.
Chasing the golden carrot, I'd rather be alone and play parrot. You hear it, you fear it. I'd rather go the other way. I'm calling the audible audio. This another play in the gym all night. Homie working on his J. What else can I say? Plenty more. I'm open 24 with 16s. That's 40. You keep a score. Sanity over vanity. Myself is more. I'm broad like Kane and sugar not Shane. Proceed to be plain. What you learn about perception? The mind play tricks, mental deception. Me, I'm an exception to the rule. I jump into the pool feet first so I can notice all the thirst. Cause people want a part when you cool, then they part when you cool. Never show your hand, lost 21, play the fool. And when they ask why, I'm supplying them the answer. What do doctors choose when they trying to fight cancer? This is chemo, he go as far as his feet take him. And when you get him down, time to break him. I never shake him, I got him, provide him proper motivation. It's only my shadow that I'm chasing. I'm reaching for the
clouds, reaching out for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds, reaching up to the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the clouds. Reaching up for the clouds, reaching up for the.
This is Sharon, a.k.a. Mama Seed. You're chilling with Bodega Fresh with Mop Girl Nadine.
Thank you for boarding Flight 919. This is intergalactic trip we're going to take here. We're taking it from Bobby to Durham, but now we're going to take it worldwide, baby. We're going to take it worldwide and galaxy-wide. We're going from Pluto to Neptune and all over the globe. So, you just strap on your seatbelt, sit on your scooter, and get your bag of peanuts. Strap it up, and get your on. Going on the hour, 7:35, and by the time we reach our next destination, we'll be in another world, another galaxy, another place. So just strap it on, y'all, and you're ready to take on a flight. I am the one who brought safe from the little brother, just to be cool. And my man on the porch is none other than DJ Spinner. Down to think of a new lab, y'all. We got to keep going on and on.
Galactic. Check it out. Yo, from the ghettos of Mars to the slums of Uranus, I can hear people talking, and they saying son is anxious to get up with some other strangers and make a couple changes. I go into the lab and laying down a couple bangers with some baseline snaps and put some chord changes to give it the knock. Props to Spinner who arranged it. Let's get it on wax and watch the galaxies exchange it. As we begin our quest to get famous, it's tape from the League of Just Us, going across worlds with no hatred amongst us. Rhymes 200 proof and leaving you punch drunk, screaming who want what to any nigga without his thumbs up, showing love and appreciation with a fist in the air, wilding out over the kick and the snare. Make the party people split from their chairs like, goddamn, I'm really feeling this here. Black and soul getting spacey in here. It's like that, y'all. Check it out. And we keep it going on and on and on and on.
Yo, intergalactic soul, y'all. LP and beyond, real taking control, y'all. Strap in your seatbelts and get a hold, y'all. Because we taking it. Mind is galactic, so y'all, LB and the J League hit for the promo call. And yo, we taking this one time. It's galactic, so y'all, LB and beyond, real taking control. Now come on.
They say my soul is galactic, son. Without no warm up, the practice runs. I speak the truth when the madness done. And stop niggas from being true to the game. When things get tight and can't maneuver the same, it's soon to be changed. You sample breaks from Montana to cool in the game. The presence of our ancestors, you to remain in the music. So we
bring it live back. Like the snares is rocking do-rags, underneath fitted high hats. Never have we did it like that. Long so found, let's get it right back to the forefront of the beat. Give them what they want in the street. Cock back, ready aim, fire release. I'm staying high on the beat, but it ain't no need to alarm you. From NC to BK, that's where the my mom do. It's gonna be too really beyond you. It ain't no pun intended, yo, we putting it on you. It ain't no pun intended, and we putting it on you.
It's a galactic storm, y'all. Yeah. LB and me, I'm real, taking control, y'all. Strap in your seatbelts and get a hold, y'all. Because we taking this, one time, it's galactic soul, y'all. LB and the J League, here for the roll call. And yo, we taking this, yeah, check it out, y'all. Y'all, it's galactic soul, y'all. LB and me, I'm real, taking control, y'all.
What's up? This is Borg Brown, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh Radio with my homegirl, Nadine. Peace.
My whole life. My whole life. My whole life. My whole life I've been getting by, barely surviving, man, I done seen everything, no nothing scared, surprise me, I stay prepared for the worst, I've been depressed since my mama died, they call it cancer, me, I call it homicide, and now I'm traumatized, scarred for life, for all my niggas locked up behind bars for life, fuck the stars and stripes, all niggas talk about is paws and ice, when all they giving us scars and stripes, I can't sleep, so I toss at night, like a fish out of water at 14, they had me pitching in quarters, running up the fiends, taking their orders, like a way to do, when all I wanted was some shoes and a plate of food. I think back and feel sorry for that young nigga, a future doctor that they turned into a drug dealer. It seems like I never had a chance, like I was born to die, but now I wanna know why my whole life. Like,
what does eternity take us? From the womb to the tomb, we twist and turn in the matrix. Living this existence in the system where we just equations, numbers, nothing more. Another slave on a slave ship, another horse on the farm, another nigga in jail. For the million fucking times, yeah, we living in hell. Satan is the people in power, the whole power structure. People that place people under the dollar. Scholars and college professors lecture, we succumb to the pressure. Fucked up in the game, hustle for paper, better yet for the basics. For food, clothes, and shelter, mad niggas doing same biz. Some throwing fed time while others lost their life. Some stuck in dead end jobs, they whole fucking life. In debt, bad credit, living check to check. Stressed out, kinda like I see my mom my whole life.
A dollar worth. What if we all are cursed? And it's Impala, yeah, we call it a hearse. We taking money to our grave, the slave master's dream. We crave after cream and day magazine. They tell us what we should feed for, that we should be more. That's why we so cracked to be like Jack on the Beanstalk. Chasing the clouds, believing fairy tales, knowing very well that you under a spell or in a feather nail. May we rest in hell with our Smith and Wesson. When they get that real, greet them with a blessing. I'ma squeeze that trigger like a Benjamin, aiming with malicious intent to put an end to them. Devil in the
the details. Wholesale, retail, make an unbelievable profit, then resell. Uncle Sam killers with capitalism, kung fu. So when it's my turn, my nigga, guess what I'm gonna do? A hustler's lament. Real talk, dollars and cents. You know, it's a vicious cycle, a spiral. Ending up doing what we didn't want to do. Yeah, selling each other our own poison. Real talk, becoming our own slave master. Yeah, kill the devil inside. Then we'll have to hide. Feel me? Yeah.